This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, let me draw a distinction between there are two points here. The first, which you're starting to make right now, is that having Obama deliberately decide to loosen the rules, and candidly, I don't know yet if Trump has issued re-tightening the rules again, which he should, but the entire Obama effort to loosen the rules was a deliberate encouragement of the deep state to start going after American citizens. And you're right. This is a major step, just as the violence on campuses and the various things that the left is doing to shut people up. This is one more step towards the kind of tyranny that the American Constitution was designed to block. But there's a second half of this, which is the leaking of secrets. And I thought it was very sobering yesterday when Secretary John Kelly, four-star Marine general, very sober guy, not inclined to be, you know, to go out on the limb, when he was asked, he said, you know, I actually regard leaking these secrets as virtually treason. And I think we should take it that seriously. I think if you want to leak secrets about who's doing what to whom in the White House, that's politics. Maybe you fire people. But you start leaking America's secrets, which weakens us in the world, risks our agents, scares our allies, strengthens our enemies, you want to go to jail. And I am disgusted with the degree to which the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the major networks are enablers of what John Kelly has said is the equivalent of treason.
Say about that? No doubt. I mean, as we had opined early on in this situation, with the loosening up of the directives and allowing more people to have access to top secret information. I mean, why would President Obama do that? And you have a situation where you've got a, you know, an ambassador having access to the information. And, you know, this is the crazy stuff. I mean, here we are worried about Putin and Russia. And our own house is out of order. You know what I'm saying? And but we just can't talk about this stuff. Somehow we can't talk about President Obama, because anytime you talk about Obama, it's always, well, because you're prejudiced. Because he's black. Well, he's not even really full black. I mean, he's half black. But, you know, we parse the race here just a bit. But I mean, you know, it's just ridiculous. You know, he got elected twice. He needs to be measured based on what he accomplished and the things that he enacted on behalf of the people, Main Street America, who for 8 years really believed that they were forgotten. They weren't being paid attention to. And so with that, it brings the rise of Donald Trump. What did they expect? And so now the next best thing they can do is invalidate Donald Trump, and the very voice that Donald Trump has given to Main Street America is being squelched once again actively by these progressives, you know, that know so much better than we do. And as we were talking with Brian Crabtree in the first hour, the people get it. We understand this. The challenge is that people don't know what to do beyond voting them out and these elections that come up every 2 years. And, of course, the big elections that come up every 4 years that involve a president. But this is why we say we need to set aside a day in the next couple of weeks. And we need to enforce for this one day, get behind it and have every American encourage your neighbors and everybody to get on the phone and call their elected officials and say, get to work. Enough of this Putin stuff. We need you to get this country going. You compromise, you negotiate, you work it out, because we We demand, because you work for us. It's not the other way around. Because they're still getting paid. They're still getting health care. What are we getting? We got so many people on Main Street without a job because these guys are bumbling around. This is what our hard-earned taxes are paying for, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know about you, but I'm getting more than fed up.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, we're back with you, America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Well, it looks like Scott Pelley may be out at CBS Evening News. All this contention between he and David Rhodes has come to a head, and what we're hearing is that Pelley is out. He's going to be pretty much relegated to 60 Minutes. That's where he is, but out and the as far as the CBS evening landscape is concerned. Also, I'll tell you, people are still up in arms, and the reaction to Kathy Griffin's photo op. What a ridiculous thing in terms of her this photo shoot with a bloody Trump mask, not in demonstrating that. I mean, even to the point, I guess Chelsea Clinton has even, Scott, has sent out a tweet and saying this is over the top. So this has gone way too far, and now Kathy Griffin has since made an apology. Yeah, well, you do. Why don't you go ahead? Let's play that clip of Kathy Griffin's apology.
Kathy Griffin, I sincerely apologize. I am just now seeing the reaction of these images. I'm a comic. I crossed the line. I moved the line. Then I crossed it. I went way too far. The image is too disturbing. I understand how it offends people. It wasn't funny. I get it. I've made a lot of mistakes in my career. I will continue. I asked your forgiveness. Taking down the image, going to ask the photographer to take down the image, and I beg for your forgiveness. I went too far. I made a mistake, and I was wrong.
The thing that's missing there, Scott, is where's the apology to the president? I mean, his family. And even as President Donald Trump said, you know, that this affects his 11-year-old son, Barron. I mean, what is he, you know, here's his family. I mean, here's this 11-year-old trying to go, gosh, my dad is away from us and walked away from his business, and he just wants to do what he can to save the country, and this is the way he's treated. I mean, what's wrong with this? I mean, it's got to be really, but just as I'm sure that it was tough on the Obama kids as well, with some of the things that were being said about their father. But to have a bloody mask, I mean, you know, depicting that you've cut off the head of the president. I mean, this is what Hollywood has come to. I mean, whoa, Kathy Griffin. I mean, I understand you're a comedian. But that's not even funny.
I feel the same way as I felt about the Barack Obama stuff. I don't like it when people do that. But this seemed to push it a little bit further. I seem to remember a rodeo clown that wore a Barack Obama mask and he got fired.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
And that he was just wearing a mask. What's the I mean, what's the line being drawn for here? You know, I don't know. But it was good to see people like Chelsea Clinton come out and say, "Hey, this is not right. This is not, yeah. You know, this is
Well, it's interesting, too. It was interesting, too, because when you see her on video, you know, without makeup and everything, you're going, you know, she, I mean, this, all this stuff is contrived. It's all manufactured. I mean, she didn't even do it in this same, you know, look that she normally, this was without makeup. I don't know if she was just trying to debase herself all the more. It was almost like she was unrecognizable. You know, so I don't know. But the thing that I felt that was greatly missing from this apology was a direct communique to the president saying, I apologize to you and your family. But the reaction has been very harsh. And that was the other thing, too. If you listen to her statement, it wasn't until the reaction, the blowback, that she felt she needed to apologize. I mean, this is what it comes down to, is that you can just do whatever you want to do until, you know, the court of public opinion comes down on you and then you realize, oop, I've gone too far. I mean, there's no sense of conscience. And I understand. Look, I trust me. I mean, being in the entertainment business, you understand that sometimes you take it to the edge. You know, I think of Lenny Bruce. He was one time being arrested. Said, you need us crazies. And he was known to take things to the edge. He was exploring the outer boundaries. Of course, you know, kind of sadly, he let go of his comedy and started becoming so politically involved that he lost, I think, his reason to be.
Well, the thing is like my mom always used to say to me, are you sorry because you got caught, or are you sorry because you're sorry?
Right.
I don't know if she thought. I think she didn't think it would offend people the way that it did. And like I said, it was good to see that both sides were like, hey, this is not. You can't do this.
Well, this is a dangerous rhetoric that we're into. See, this is the thing that I'm really most concerned about, what's happening in our culture today. All, you know, catalyzed by this anti-Trump sentiment. I mean, we're going over the top. We're getting ridiculous here. You know, you can't go on a college campus. You can't talk. The vice president, you know, can't go to a, you know, give a graduation speech without people. I mean, of all places, Notre Dame walking out. I mean, okay, walk out. I mean, you're lost. You know, but it's just like, what kind of America are we looking at, you know, over the next 5-10 years here, Scott, when you consider that this is the kind of garbage that's being emptied into the minds of society today.
Well, I've told you this numerous times. I think the world's you know, it's all a rubber band. I mean, you can pull one way so far, but what happens when the other side decides that, you know, hey, we're going to respond to this. We're going to react in kind. Because I don't know if people are rioting on or, you know, protesting, and the protest gets violent, and it's no longer a protest once it gets violent, and it becomes a riot.
Yes, exactly.
What happens if the other side says, well, we're not going to take this, and they decide to get violent? And now all of a sudden you got two sides that are just all
out. Well,
we
got anarchy.
Now you're in a war.
Right.
Now you're in an actual civil war if that happens. And I think it's a tedious balance.
Well, there is no question, and it becomes more and more that way as, you know, free speech. I mean, the one thing about free speech, like any other freedom that we have, and we were talking about this the other day with one of our guests, is that you have to hold in the balance, the dynamic tension of freedom and responsibility. You cannot have one without the other. They balance out each other. They hold each other in that dynamic tension of where there's reasonableness that occurs. You know, this is why you can't scream fire out in a movie. You know, that's determined. That's clear cut that if you do something like that, then you violated, you know, free speech isn't going to cover you. But some of the conversations, some of the things that are being put out there, I think are running close to that. And either we, the people, responsible citizens, check ourselves and monitor this a little bit closely. And if we've got kids out there that are getting a bit ridiculous, then we need to, you know, pull the hammer back a little bit here on them, or pull, pull something back on the language.
I think it's too late for that.
Well,
obviously, they were raised to be like this.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, then we're in trouble because this is going to be a process to vacate this. I mean, it's almost like we need some sort of mental enema or something, you know, if I can say that. And I don't mean to shock anybody with that concept. But we need to get this out of our system because the fruit of it is Kathy Griffin and this photo of Donald Trump.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. Also great to have Jeff Cruera. We're talking the Cajun Crusher, New Orleans' native son, the former executive director of the Louisiana Republican Party and the host of Louisiana-based radio and TV show Ringside Politics, based in New Orleans. Mr. Jeff, how are we doing, buddy?
Oh, doing great. So much going on, Bill.
Oh, I'll tell you,
it
is nonstop, but it's exciting. You know, we've been saying, Jeff, for a while that Donald Trump would serve himself a lot better outside of the Beltway for a while, and he's hitting it out of the park with his tour he's on.
Oh, I think he's making us proud. I mean, I love to see a president who represents us well, who doesn't apologize, who talks about America in wonderful ways, who can negotiate from strength, and who I think is bringing all kinds of good news back to the country here with these deals and this progress and peace negotiations. And I'm just very pleased with both the president and the first lady. Looks so tremendous at his side, and they really make a powerful, a stunning couple. And
exactly.
Just, very happy for what they've been able to achieve so far.
When was the last time we had a first lady in leather? I'm just saying, okay? Nothing sexual about it. I'm just saying there's no question. She
maybe
is a,
Jackie
she is,
O? I don't know. I don't know.
I don't ever remember. I mean, I'm sure Jackie O could have played it, but that was then. This is now, and
right.
And leather looks good on the first lady. That's all I got to say.
But you're right.
You know, and I guess maybe that sets the tone in a sense. And we're talking about contrast here. The contrast of the previous administration versus the Trump administration. It's inarguable here, Jeff. You know, as I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference. And what this country and what the world is getting right now is the Donald Trump experience. And guess what? I mean, there was boards all over Saudi Arabia welcoming president. Israel, you know, welcomed him with open arms.
The media narrative was that he hated Muslims and that the Muslim world would reject him. And I don't know if Saudi Arabia has ever given that kind of welcome to any American president. And what an honor for Saudi Arabia to be the first country that Donald Trump visited. I'm sure they really felt a lot of pride in that, and they certainly show their appreciation to the president.
Well, I was impressed with Donald Trump doing the sword dance, and he didn't hack himself or the guy next to him. Now, imagine if Gerald Ford would have done if he'd have done the sword dance, you know, he'd have hacked off a couple of heads. Oops, I'm sorry. Oh, there you go again. Oh. Four.
Right. Yeah, they can mock Donald Trump on a lot, but it won't be a Chevy Chase impression of him falling down the stairs of the Air Force One. That's for sure.
Exactly. Well, I want to talk to you about the last man standing, Tim Allen.
Yes.
No longer, the title says no longer the last man standing, because there's no conservative men that I can think of on network television, is there?
You know, it's so horrible. You're right, Bill. That's it. I mean, pretty much all the late night comics are liberal. All the shows on the broadcast networks are liberal. All the news networks are liberal except for Fox. I mean, there's just very limited outlets for people that aren't liberal. And this was one show that was a success that averaged in the final year 8.1 million viewers, number three among all scripted shows on ABC, number two among their comedies. A flat-out, unmitigated success. And they canceled it.
Yeah.
And I think it was because he had gone on Jimmy Kimmel earlier in the year and talked about how he felt sort of ostracized being a conservative, and he was a Trump supporter. He didn't make a big deal about it because he knew how much hatred there is in Hollywood
right.
for conservatives. But I think he was outed, and I think they went after his show, and it's a shame. It was a very, very good show.
Yeah, amazing. You would think that HBO would want to pick him up. I mean, considering the ratings, or any other network for that matter, or sub-network, cable channel, this guy's money in the bank. I mean, he just knows how to entertain people.
And he's been doing it for years.
Yes.
And he does it in a way that is not offensive, not profanity-laced, not crude. I mean, he's just an all-around good guy, and he's funny, and he's consistent, and he's done successful shows for many, many years. And this was one that I really enjoyed. It was about a conservative, a Christian, a family man, and it really connected with so many Americans out there. Mm-hmm. And just to think of the leftward direction that these networks are going, it really disgusts me. And they're really just turning their back, in my opinion, Bill, on 63 million Americans that voted for Donald Trump. I mean, who's going to want to put up with abuse toward our values constantly on these networks?
Well, the fact of the matter is we are a 50-50 nation, Jeff. Who can afford to, negate 50% of your potential universe just because of ideology? And don't tell me that even if Jesus played, the character of Last Man Standing, that he wouldn't have been canceled. Because look at what happened to Jim Caviezel, right?
Jim Caviezel is maybe one of the most talented actors in Hollywood. After he played Jesus, they really blackballed him.
Mm-hmm.
And he went from being one of the top actors in the studio to really not getting his calls returned. And this is a man who's got incredible talent. And in Passion of the Christ, that was the performance of his career. He should have been rewarded with offer after offer after offer, but it didn't happen. So there's a bias, and it really concerns me because I think Hollywood has so much impact, and these networks have so much impact on our young people and on our country. And it does. It's part of what moves our culture, I think, Bill, to the left.
Well, this is why people of conscience, people of moral values, Jeff, now more than ever have to push back. We've been kicked to the curb for a long time. The country is lost. It's in a death spiral because people of conscience have backed away. They listen to these annoying voices that will not allow for free speech. The only, the speech they believe in is the speech that echoes their beliefs. If you don't, you're out of the club, and you're not part of the reindeer games anymore.
I couldn't agree with you more. We need to fight back, and one way is to boycott these networks. Another way is to sign petitions, and there's a big petition for ABC to reinstate that program. Hmm. I don't think that's going to happen, but I think the other scenario is that maybe another network could pick up the show, which I think would be at least a consolation prize. But
yes,
we've got power. I mean, we've used it sometimes, like in Target, when they went full force with the transgender bathrooms. I think it hurt them.
Right.
I think it really did hurt them. And I think we need to do that kind of thing more often and not just allow all of these networks and these corporations to just abuse so many of our fellow Americans and trash our values.
Yeah, kind of ironically, conservatives complained that the Barack Obama administration stuck their head in the sand on issues of conflict. And here we are as conservatives doing the same thing that we rejected and resented so much of the Obama administration doing. So it's time to get our head out of the sand, take a stand, because it's not just for the fighting. What we're fighting for is the core values of this country, the core values that we grew up with, the values that could get lost in translation very easily as they go to the next generation, Jeff. That's what concerns me.
Oh, I mean, we've got to fight. I mean, we're literally fighting for our country.
Yes.
And we need to fight the networks, we need to fight Hollywood, and we need to fight all of these people in the media that are trying to take down our president. And they're really trying a coup d'etat, in
exactly.
other words. So I think the president does need our support, and I think we need to fight there, too. So there are all kinds of battles that we need to be engaged in because it's important. I mean, it's really for our country.
And to your point, Jeff, we have to know what it is we're fighting for, because just because somebody has an R in front of their name doesn't mean they're on our side. We're already realizing that. They're part of the establishment, the anti-Trumpers, those that are pushing back, the complicit with the deep state that are, getting through. They figure, okay, we'll put up with 4 years of Trump, maybe another four, and then we'll be back to our regular games that we're used to here on the Beltway. So we need to understand who the enemy is and take a stand for it. We got about 15 seconds. I'll give you the last word here, Jeff.
I couldn't agree with you more. The people that I get most upset with, Bill, are the Never Trumpers and the establishment Republicans, because they're the ones that have misled the grassroots. They're up there, they're placating the elites, and they're not listening to their people back home in their districts. And they're the ones that I think I'd love to target in the next election.
Exactly. Jeff Carrera, the Cajun Crusher, New Orleans native son. Jeff, how can they be in touch with you real quick?
Best way is my website.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
And whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have or around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, according to the annual 529 Plan Awareness Survey from financial services firm Edward Jones, 7 out of 10 Americans still don't know what a 529 plan is. Only 32% or respondents correctly identified what a 529 plan is. So you might take note, in its sixth year, monitoring college savings awareness, the survey found that more Americans could correctly identify a 529 plan as a college savings plan tool from among four potential options than last year, up 4 percentage points from 2016, which was at 28%, and revealing an increase in awareness overall. Now, these college saving plans were first offered back in 1996. Now, when asked to identify all the specific saving strategies employed to pay for the cost of higher education, and they continue to increase, as you know, Edward Jones found that almost half of Americans, 43%, used or planned to use personal savings to pay for college. Now, this was followed by scholarships with about 36%, federal or state financial aid, 35%, and private student loans, 23%, with 529 plans rounding out the list as the least used strategy at 14%. Now, here to break it down for us further and to give us tips and techniques to save for college, Kyle Anderson is the principal of Managed Investments. Kyle, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, thank you, and thanks for the tea. Timely topic, because we're in the midst of graduation season, of course, and one of the greatest graduation gifts you could give your child or grandchild is the gift of a college education. And we believe one of the greatest college savings tools is the 529 college savings plan that, you're right, only 3% of, 3 of 10, I should say, investors in the United States are even aware of a 529 plan.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when you think that we're giving them the gift of a college education, that's awesome, but we don't want to have all these other strings attached, like, you know, all this college debt that is now, what, well over 1.3 trillion dollars now?
It sure is, and growing daily, as is the cost of college. So we've looked at the cost of inflation in college in the last decade or so, and depending on the school, of course, but really the cost of tuition has increased at almost a double-digit rate. So for those that are having babies soon, including my wife and I, we're going to be expecting
our congratulations.
Thank you. And we will be thinking of and setting up a 529 plan immediately. My wife would kill me if I said this. I don't have my hospital bag packed, but I definitely have the 529 account paperwork ready to go.
Yeah, hey, we're guys. We do things on the run. It freaks out our wives, but hey, it's all good. We know how to pick it up. Well, speaking of this, yeah, I know. Well, I'm sure right now, with the hormones being where they are, I'm sure that just gives her all kinds of comfort.
Amen.
Can you tell I've been there, done that? I'm
yes,
telling
I
you,
I've
gone
I'll
through
call
that,
you
Kyle.
For tips.
All right, you got you it. Bet. And thanks for giving us all the tips now that we need to know about college savings. So, regarding this recent survey, what surprised you about the results?
Surprising that we really have not seen much of an uptick in the number of folks that are aware of the 529 plan. So again, we've done the survey for 6 years in a row, and still about 70% of Americans can't correctly identify a 529 plan. Some think it's a retirement savings plan. Some think it's a health care plan or insurance plan. So surprising that number has stayed stubbornly high. The good news is that most parents do believe that their children will go to school and they see the benefits of a college degree. We just need to do our part at our firm and really just in the industry to help create better awareness for these 529 plans that can be such a great vehicle, and there's some great tax advantages using the 529 plan that we just have to carry that message.
Exactly. Well, I don't know anybody that likes to leave money on the table, so to speak. And if you're not taking advantage of this 529 college savings plan, that's basically what people are doing, aren't they?
Well, that's exactly right. So we did see in the survey that a significant number of investors plan to use a savings account to plan for college. And while that's a good first start, that you are missing out on numerous tax incentives and tax deductions.
Exactly.
By using the 529 plan. For example, the distributions taken from a 529 plan, as long as they're used for higher education, that can be room and board, books, tuition, etc., those distributions come out federally tax-free.
Wow. That's huge. That's huge. Why would we not want to take advantage of it? So this is why we're spreading the word about the 529 plan, because you would think that everybody, I mean, it's kind of like when I was leading a sales team at a sizable broadcasting organization, you know, I would tell the people, I go, why don't you, you know, you sign up for, you know, for the plan here, the savings plan that the company has set up for you. You know, so that you've got a retirement plan here, and they're matching funds. I mean, it's easy money. Why? So this along the same way as that. You know, the only thing you can appreciate is that maybe people just don't know enough about this 529 college savings plan, and they're missing out, and they should you know, not pass go, collect $200, go straight to an Edward Jones representative and get hooked up here.
Well, Bill, that couldn't agree with you more. I think procrastination is one reason. Sometimes people put it off until we, you know, purchase that that new air conditioning unit and or that we think about that trip to Disney World. But it just doesn't. We just that time doesn't come, and our kids are faced with mounting student debt. To your point, over $1.4 trillion. So delaying contributing to a 529 plan will not only cause you to miss out on the tax savings, but it's also going to cost you in another way. And that a general rule of thumb that every dollar borrowed will cost you $2 by the time you pay the debt. And any money not saved in advance will double the cost of college education. So definitely encourage people to start right away. And I think there are some myths from the fact that these are really easy plans to start, and you don't have to have a bag of money to start the plan. You don't have to have a huge lump sum. My story, my parents started a college savings account for me years ago when I was a baby, did not start with a big lump sum, but what they did is they were diligent about putting smaller amounts in on a systematic basis, and that account eventually grew to a sum that really paid for all of my college education, which I'm forever grateful for.
Well, yeah, and especially, I mean, who would have thought back then when they started investing that the cost of education would be what it was by the time you graduated, right?
Well, that's exactly right. It's just staggering, the inflation rates for college, 2 to 3 times the national average, maybe even higher, and again, depending on which schools you're looking at. So it's something that if you're not planful about today, it can sure sneak up on you, and we all know how quickly kids grow up.
Exactly.
Kids can be in kindergarten, and you blink, and now they're seniors in high school, and it's a little too late to start the plan at that point.
It makes it tough. Well, this is why Save for Education Day was instituted, was it not?
That's exactly right. So part of an ongoing effort to raise awareness for 529 plans and college savings techniques. So our branch teams, the Edward Jones branch teams across the country, and we're nearly 13,000 strong, we're recognizing a firm-wide holiday, 529. May 29th. Of course, that was Monday, but we're extending it through the entire week. And so our branches are going to host events in their communities this week to remind families about the importance of setting education savings goals.
Well, there it is. Kyle Anderson, a principal, manage investments with Edward Jones. Where can they go for more information, Kyle?
EdwardJones.com.
Just that simple, huh? EdwardJones.com. And I love this. I love this 529 college savings plan. The fact that we also have a day, perfectly timed for May 29th, the day to do it. But and good news to hear that you are extending the campaign through the week. But hey, babies are being born, like yours coming soon, and college plans. We need to make sure that it's all part of the package these days, right, Kyle?
Couldn't agree more, Bill.
You got it. Kyle Anderson, thank you so much for being with us.
This is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey everybody, it's me, Kathy Griffin. I sincerely apologize. I am just now seeing the reaction of these images. I'm a comic. I crossed the line. I moved the line, then I crossed it. I went way too far. The image is too disturbing. I understand how it offends people. It wasn't funny. I get it. I've made a lot of mistakes in my career. I will continue. I ask your forgiveness, taking down the image, going to ask the photographer to take down the image, and I beg for your forgiveness. I went too far. I made a mistake, and I was wrong.
Well, Andrea Kay is with us, conservative radio TV host, AK, it's Cooler Talk time. And, of course, the Cooler Talk is a buzz with Kathy Griffin's display of an effigy of President Trump's head all bloodied and everything. And, you know, of course, she goes on, makes this apology statement. I don't know if you saw the video or not of the statement, but she wasn't even made up. I mean, that was almost scary. She probably could have apologized for not having makeup in giving this almost half-sincere apology.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you for speaking in and giving me the opportunity, making it funny, because, you know, this is really kind of a sad, kind of really scary, you know, disturbing situation of it. And you're right, though. I mean, the apology video was almost as disturbing as the beheading video. Somebody quipped on Twitter that she looked like Andy Dick in the movie Old School. It's like she's in an apology video. She was like obviously intentionally trying to make herself look bad so she would look more contrite. But her apology was basically nothing more than to say, hey, I told a bad joke. You know, a bad joke is, you know, using bathroom humor or something that's just like lame and falls flat. This was not a joke gone wrong. This was advocating for the violence of a sitting president. And whether or not it actually constitutes a crime or not remains to be determined by the Secret Service. But this is actually quite serious. And at no point did she even apologize to Trump.
Exactly. That's what I thought was glaringly missing out of this. So, again, she gets to save face, so to speak. But even Chelsea Clinton chided her on this deal.
Well, yeah. And, you know, she, not only did Chelsea Clinton deride her on this deal, but I guess so did the leaders of the Satan Worship Organization. I guess they distanced themselves. When you've lost the Satan worshipers and Chelsea Clinton, you've kind of lost the argument, Bill.
Well, what, did she just not do the proper head cut? Is that why the Satanists came against her or something, or what?
Well, maybe she put the head in correctly. I'm not exactly sure where she went wrong with
it. You know, they're such technicians. You know, it has to be done precisely, you know, I guess. So I don't know. But, yeah, that's pretty – it is bizarre, I mean, and sickening. But, you know, Scott and I were talking about this earlier with another guest that you know, Andrea, what is this doing? I mean, this kind of rhetoric that's being out there. I mean, we got colleges running amok. We can't speak freely. Everybody's offended. I mean, we are a mess. I mean, we're on a trajectory that is not going to be squared away overnight. I mean, this is going to be something that's going to take years. The amount of psychological, sociological damage that's being done by this this anti-Trump sentiment.
Well, yeah,
it's dangerous.
It is dangerous, and it's actually complicated because it's more than just anti-Trump sentiment. You know, I had a guest on my show yesterday, and we were talking about the fact that, you know, the left went into hysterics when Gianforte, you know, there, but when he supposedly assaulted a liberal reporter, and, you know, it became a discussion about, you know, the left has intentionally coarsened our culture, intentionally coarsened it in a variety of ways through the media and through our education system. And then they act shocked when it gets worse in society when anybody from the right acts out in a coarse manner. But yet then at the same time, they, you know, don't want to own anything on their end. You know, this is the left that has been arguing for hate speech legislation for years because they want to get priests or preachers to be, you know, criminalized for preaching that homosexuality is a sin. Meanwhile, they think it should be okay for Kathy Griffin to hold a decapitated head of a president. So,
well, it all plays into their agenda, and that is this disruption that they've created here. You know, as one headline with Fox News says, Democrats' grand plan is to... you know, the Grand Plan Party hopes to ride Trump fatigue to a 2018 House takeover. So if we've got all this inner fighting going on, as you and I have discussed before, Andrea, you know, we're no longer the United States. We're the un-United States. We're so divided and easily conquered. But, you know, the thing is that the Democrats might be successful in doing this. And in doing that, then what kind of country are they going to have their hands on when, you know, what's happening in some of these cases you see around the country is these people are so upset. They're upset with anybody that's political, whether it's Republican or Democrat. So I don't even know how the Democrats think that they are going to somehow repatriate these people that they've given license to become unhinged.
Well, yeah. You know, the dividing us intentionally through identity groups was the play. Was, you know, Obama ran in 08 as the, you know, I'm going to be the president of, you know, not just the blue states or the red states, but the United States. And then from day one, he did everything he could to divide us along.
Anything he said, it's all screw taped. I mean, it was just the exact opposite, like that statement that you just quoted. And like, you, if you have, you know, you want your doctor, you get to keep your doctor. You're going to pay less, not pay more. So everything that he said, if you just listen to it and said it's just the opposite, then you'd say he was honest. But, you know, he's very dishonest to everybody, but we just keep on, you know, we keep on rolling along, and some people want to insist that he's the best president ever, and I don't see the evidence of it. I'm sorry.
Well, the result, the outcropping of 8 years from him is these riots that we see at Berkeley to where conservative speakers, you know, are, well, actually even before that, where conservative speakers like Milo had to be taken away from security and Coulter wasn't even allowed to go speak. Even before that, we saw the left egging women at a rally up in Northern California.
Right.
The violence that was happening at Trump rallies was actually from the left and was actually orchestrated and paid for by the left. So this has been the play for years to divide us, and it continues. What was Obama doing in Europe stalking President Trump during his European trip?
What was all that about? You
it
know?
Was an attempt to hide. Attempt to undermine him and continue to foster division in this country. Look at what happened with Baltimore and with Ferguson. What did that mayor of Baltimore say? We got to give these violent protesters their safe space to continue to be violent.
And, just to level their communities. That makes sense. Exactly. Well, I we've got lots more to talk about here. Let's talk about the Paris pullout. Looks like President Trump is not going to go along. And, of course, Merkel and others in the EU, they could see the writing on the wall and took a little jab. I mean, even with Macron. I mean, here's Macron, a 39-year-old upstart politician. He still doesn't even have his constituency all together, but yet he acts like, okay, I'm gonna be part of the hate Trump train and be disrespectful towards our president. I mean, what does this guy know about history? What does he know about America? If it wasn't for Americans, you know, you imagine what France would be like today.
Exactly. I mean, this is basically the European version of Antifa, what we have here, the European version of the Soros crowd here. In America, they're seeking to bully him. They're trying to, you know, Milo or Ann Coulter him abroad and trying to bully him into submission. And Merkel's response was like narcissistic rage. What do you mean you're not going to go along with my plan? Now I'm going to attempt to, you know, lash out at you and shame you and abuse you into going along. And you know, her comment was something about, oh, it's sad that we're no longer able to depend on people. Oh, what, you gotta be self-sufficient? America's no longer, you know, we're back saying, you know what, Trump's message is America has to come first in the world. We're no longer gonna kowtow to everybody else's demands and wishes.
Yeah, quit looking at the American taxpayer, the forgotten man and woman on Main Street to be paying your bills. What a novel concept,
exactly. Exactly. In fact, the budget director came out and said that our new budget is going to be based on compassion for the taxpayer, not for compassion for the takers. And you know what? Europe and all these other countries that have been on the take through NATO and a variety of other ways, allowing us to do all the heavy lifting in every aspect around the world, need to start ponying up. They need to start carrying their weight.
Exactly. Well, Mary Kay Letourneau back in the news, huh?
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
I know. It was better that she be forgotten, but she is back in the news. It's amazing.
Oh, who would have suspected that, you know, a 34-year-old teacher who had two babies with a 12-year-old that ended up getting married, who would have ever doubted that that marriage would last? You know, Bill, I mean, what a shocking report to find out that Mary Kay Letourneau and Billy Falau, you know, couldn't make it work after all these years. I mean, the real shock was that, you know, that this actually even happened in our country. And it was one of the, we now see that it's almost become commonplace now for teachers to have these sexual relationships with their children. What's going on in our school systems? That should really be the conversation today. Because
the unions are just not paying them enough. I think that's what it is. The unions are short cheating these teachers. I don't know. It's ridiculous. But, you know, the thing is that they were together for 20 years regardless. I mean, it's like, whoa, you know.
Funny you should say that because they actually were together a lot longer than Katy Perry. Katy Perry came out and lectured that we should all try to coexist, you know, with these terrorists. And that's a woman, you know, who couldn't even coexist for 14 months with Russell Brand. But then again, I don't know who could coexist longer than 14 months with Russell Brand. So, you know,
I can't even handle an hour and a half at a Russell Brand movie, much less live with him. I'm sorry, you know. He's kind of like Velveeta cheese. He's a mystery. I don't understand Velveeta cheese, and I don't understand Russell Brand.
And neither one of them is yummy.
Well, the next time we get together, maybe you can explain it all to me. Andrea Kay with us. AK, as always, good to have you on with us for Cooler Talk Time. Everything is good for you, I take it, right?
It is. Thanks for having me, Bill. Always a pleasure.
Well, conservative radio and TV host Andrea Kay on Bill Martinez Live. It's a couple of minutes before the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk.
Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Great.